How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Welcome to Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
TWR broadcasts the gospel in over 300 languages, and in the Middle East, that includes Arabic. We're joined today by my friend and TWR colleague, Harry Bettig. And Harry, you have a TWR listener story from that part of the world.
When you think of the steps of a TWR broadcast, you might think of writing a script, producing a program, and then distributing audio content over a high-power transmitter. But it doesn't stop there. There's another step that is equally important, answering listener responses. We call it follow-up or audience relations. And how a follow-up worker handles an inquiry from a listener can have a profound impact. Let me give you an example. A man from Egypt contacted TWR, started some correspondence with them, and later he said this, "I've been talking for many days now. I've been aggressive, and yet you handled my words with love and patience. Thank you. Jesus Christ seems more real to me now than before. He seems enough. Because of my Muslim heritage, I'm hesitant to approach and accept Jesus as Lord, but I'm asking God to force me, if he must, to become a believer in Christ."
Wow.
Let's pray for his salvation, and let's pray for the follow-up workers of TWR that they may handle TWR listeners with great care and wisdom.
Absolutely. We will pray. Thanks, Harry. To learn more about TWR's work in the Middle East, go to twr.org/footsteps. twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.